This is BBC Radio 4.
We present Way Off, a play for radio recorded on location in Padstow at the time of the May festivities when the Obby Horses dance once again. Way Off by R.E.T. Lamb.
How's that fire going, Ben?
Come in now. Sticks are on the damp side.
Rick's getting some more. Well, he's fumbling around with the torch somewhere. Oh, look. He shows up now and then like a glowworm.
We should have thought about the fire before we went out this morning.
Well, none of us are campers, are we? A lovely day we've had, though. Wherever it was we went.
Saint something or another. I reckon half these Cornish saints are bogus. Could have been that many saints in the square mile.
Yes, but they didn't go round us. St. Izzy or...
Oh, St. Izzy, I don't believe you've met St. Petrock.
No, St. Just.
John Petrock, may I introduce St. Eleanor, St. Petrock?
They were just ordinary missionaries. Doing their best in pretty rough old times.
Oh, pretty miserable looking camp boy.
Well done, Rick. Got some.
Not enough. It's all a bit different in the dark. I picked up something and it moved.
Oh, it didn't.
Oh, yes, it did, Lewis. It wriggled.
Here we go. Oh. Nice and dry, this stuff. It's going to be a good old blaze. And all the nasty night things will be fretting away, and we'll be stuffing eggs and bacon and sausage and beans.
Don't worry, kids. It's already in the big pan.
Great. All six, Rick. And we're in business.
And what do we do when we're all sitting round the campfire?
Con.
Anyway, I always hated that stuff.
I loved it.
Yeah, well, that's because you were nice and I was a nasty brat. Still the case, don't you think of it?
Anyway, can't sing because I'm not under the influence.
And neither were we in the North Searsden Guide.
I don't have to believe that.
I beg your pardon. Friendship and service. That was our spirit.
Yeah, and kids out into the streets with those kind of ideals. What will become of them?
End up like us. Poor painters, potters and part-time teachers.
I didn't even make it that far. 2 years with you two at art college and then... nothing.
Oh, it wasn't nothing, Bench. It was a first-class breakdown.
What was it, sweetheart? I'd call it drugs and booze myself.
All right, it was in the end, but that time's over. You're young. You're off all that stuff with a full life to live.
I'll get the whiskey, shall I?
Oh, great. There's some cans in my tent as well.
I'll take the lamp with you.
I'll find it.
We've all got full lives to lead. It's just that we've become a bit. We've become stale and weary.
Everyone seems to be these days. Old country feels like a dispirited doss house.
Calf it, Benj. There's brilliant things going off, like firecrackers everywhere. It's just that when you get down, you're afflicted by a kind of blindness. I mean, you are.
You're Rick?
That's why we're here. We had a horrible, smelly row last weekend. We're like strangers. It's frightening.
What about?
Oh. About what we're becoming, I suppose. Rick's frustrated with part-time teaching and part-time painting. He doesn't feel he can paint anymore. Anyway, no one seems to be buying.
What about you?
Me? Well, these hands make pots, but they could be anyone's hands and anyone's pots. I'm even making basic mistakes.
Oh, but you're good. I've always loved your stuff.
I was. Student prizes and a few good exhibitions. Sold for 4 or 5 years, then... someone switched the power off.
Where's Rick got to?
At the whiskey, I bet.
Any left for us, Rick?
Coming.
Yeah, probably checking my rucksack.
Coffee mugs will do, won't they? You find any gear?
You what?
Any naughty substances?
Oh, do leave it out, Benj. Do you think we asked you along just to waste our time checking up on you?
No. No, of course not. I get paranoid still, I'm sorry. But I am clean and I want to stay that way.
You can and you will. But for these few days that we're here, let's forget about all the problems, eh?
Stuff them in a sack and chuck them into the sea.
And watch them float back on the tide.
Benj.
Okay. Agreed. I'm happy. Well, one thing I know for sure, it's ace to see you both again.
And you. It's been stupidly too long.
Well, I haven't been easy to reach, have I?
Is Falmouth easy to reach from here, by the way?
Yeah, I think so. It's about 30-odd miles, isn't it? Why?
He's off to see Dirty Dan tomorrow. I'm certainly not.
Remember Dan O'Connor?
Oh, unforgettable. Falmouth College, is he?
Teaching painting. Now, there's a man whose talents don't dry up.
Talents for what?
Pure painting, that's what. Anyway, I want a good old chat with him. I can do with picking his brains at the moment.
Wear gloves.
Anyway, a drink.
Several.
Lots.
Here's...
to it.
To what?
Oh, whiskey.
Ah, no. Here's to us. Here's to life.
Here's to us. And here's to life.
You okay, Rick?
I feel like a well-fed caterpillar.
I'm the last sausage roll left when the party's over. The worst thing about sleeping bags is they're a bit lonely. Where's your hand?
Yeah.
Oh, don't pick my nose.
Pitch in here. That's Ben snoring.
Yes. Both. It's good to see him again, isn't it? He doesn't look too bad now. I'm glad we asked him. Glad we came. You won't be gone too long tomorrow, will you? You've only got 5 days. Make sure you can drive back, won't you? Drink, I mean. You know what he's like, O'Connor. You'll drive back safely. For me. Won't you? When you go out in the mornings sometimes, I have a sort of panic until I start work. I want you to be safe, and I don't want you to worry so much. We're alive. You shouldn't let each other get so down. Let's promise to really try from now on. Promise. Good night, my love. Good night, Lois. Morning, Ben. Lovely day.
Yeah.
Bad head.
Oh, just muzzy.
Made some coffee. Have Rick's mug.
What's the time?
10, he's gone.
To Dirty Dan's?
Mind you, perhaps he's not anymore. He might be very clean, Dan, doing clean paintings full of Cornish sea light in a bright studio in a white house on the cliff tops and being very wise and sweet with his students.
Yeah, that's right. Blokes like Dan have a way of letting your expectations down, especially when they start earning good money.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rick wants to meet the old raw energy Dan, stinking a drink perps on last night's woman.
See? Why?
Well, he wants to reconnect. Thinks he's lost his energy, his fight, his male bit.
Oh, well... I doubt he'll find it there. Here's your coffee.
Ah, wonderful. Thanks. What are you up to today?
Today? I just want to be in it. Breathing it in. Feeling the sun, watching the sea.
Alone?
Not especially. I spend enough time alone in that clay cave of a workshop.
Well, how about a good long walk along the cliffs? We could take a picnic.
Mm, all for it. We've got all day.
Just you and me, old time buddy. Great. I think I'll go for a quick dip to wake me up.
Oh, don't, Benj. It's dangerous round here.
Is it? How do you know?
Nick's got this little guidebook. I'll show it you.
God gave me this one talent as a good swimmer. It was just God's little joke, because I never see the water. But some kids threw me in at school and I swam. Like a demented dog, but I swam.
So ever since...
I've been like a demented dog.
All the same, loony stray. Don't go in round here. I love the sea, but it frightens me as well.
You mean it, don't you? Okay. I'll just slosh a bit of water over my head. That'll do.
I'll throw some food together.
No, screw the woman's work. We can dodge down into Pasto and buy some pasties. Big uns.
My kind of man. It's really quite hot now. How far do you think we've come?
About 4 miles, I think. Going up and down these cliffs, that makes it seem more.
Yeah. Oh, smell the gorse. It's like peaches.
Or coconut.
Could be. More peaches or apricot to me.
Do you want to stop for a bit?
No, I'm fit. Let's get beyond that near headland and then we'll take a breather. Maybe eat, okay?
There's a lot of flags across the streets in Padstone, isn't there? Because they're desperately out to attract the tourists. I saw a couple of gangs putting out even more.
Big flags.
I mean, bloody silly. Can't see up the street for them. Come to Padstone and see our flags.
I think it's more to do with the posters I saw in the shops. Some local event on May the 1st. Didn't you see the maypole in that little sort of square where the chip shop is?
What sort of do is it?
Well, some posters advertise the red os.
Os?
Horse.
Oh, yeah.
And others build the blue os.
Sort of races on the sand.
No, I'm surprised you didn't see any pictures.
I didn't take my eyes off the flag.
Anyway, in the photos it looked like there was someone jinxing about inside this big hoop with material going down to the ground, hiding him. On top, where you thought his head might come out, was this weird African mask, looking like a horse's head, very stylized. Oh, and at the back of the hoop, there was a switch of a horse's tail. Blue and the red looked much the same. Crowds of people watching.
Sounds like I said, tourist job.
Probably. Anyway, they can keep the crowd. This suits me fine up here.
And me. I keep thinking about those pasties. Oh, this place will do, won't it?
Great view. Oh, quite a drop.
Oh, we can get down there, look. Perfect place for a picnic and a stroll.
Oh, be careful, then. This grass can be quite slippery.
See, postcard blue today. So many seabirds.
Nesting time.
Well, give me the rucksack, then.
Certainly not. I've carried it this far.
Sorry, Lou. Didn't think.
Where have I heard that before? Go on. After you, then.
Brilliant, Patty.
Want some fruit now, then?
Oh, couldn't stuff another thing down just yet.
Nor me. All I want to do is stretch out for a bit and sunbathe.
Yeah, I'll join you. I love going for a walk on my back. Makes you spit, doesn't it?
What does?
All I want to do is lie here in the sun like a lizard. But I keep getting interference. Fuzzy pictures, half thought. I want nothing.
You bring luggage of all sorts on holiday. And it takes quite some time to unpack and stow it away. Maybe longer than we've got in our few days.
Mm. Your mind flips to the opposite of what you've got here and now. Dole forms, job centre, my proxy room, and also Ritzy Cheltenham. Haves and haves, not towns.
And I'll confess to rifling through a few snapshots of Rick and Dirty Dan sloshing back the ale with a few tasty little foulmouth students in tow.
Rick's not like that. He's not crafty enough.
Quite appealing to some girls.
Well, anyway, you two should be married by now. I don't usually have any opinion on that subject, but really, Rick and Lois, don't you want to? Ever?
Yes, of course we do. I think he does, really.
Well?
I get frightened of mentioning it to him. Anyway, it's a bit humiliating. When I have done, he goes on about having no money, not being sure about his painting, hating teaching, how we should be living in a completely different way, in a different place, all those things.
Yeah. The idea of marriage seems impossible for me. I don't think I've got much to give it. I do know one thing for sure. If you love me in any way at all, I'd want to marry you before anyone else did. Too true. Money or no money, talent or no talent, I'd carry you over the threshold of a disused bus shelter. I've always thought more of you than any other person, I've met, Lois. Man or woman.
Penge. Thank you. Thanks.
Lois, I've never kissed you. Can I, please?
Of course you can, Ben. Lovely. Friends for life, promise?
Yes. Yes.
Lois! What are you doing? Lois, what are you doing? Oh, I've lost all friendship, and then you're on top of me like a bloody animal. What's got into you?
I'm sorry, I'm... Oh. You don't...
But listen, your bloody friendship doesn't entitle you to roll on top of me and do that and I hurt my mouth, you bastard. We're talking old friends. That kind of closeness. I was sure you were in the same space.
It was, I swear it. Something switched on in me, something overturned. I'm sorry.
You all right now?
Am I all right?
Yeah, are you, Benj? Because it's frightening, I'm frightened. Is it you now?
Oh, Lois. Don't be frightened of me. That's the love. It's okay. I'm me. I know what you mean. It's just me. A crazy bit showed up. A raw bit, but that's all. God. You're safe with me. I am me.
I am me.
Don't be like that, Benj. Take your hands away from your face. Now take them away. Look at me. Friends. For life.
As long as we both shall live.
Listen. Maybe I was a bit to blame there. I'm a big girl, I know. What can I
do? Oh, no, don't. There was something bad clicked on in me there. Forgive me, please, but don't excuse me.
All right, but let's forget it. We're human, but we're human animals, okay? I know that.
Wouldn't it be great if we could just forget things at will? Just erase. I don't use Missy.
Oh, come on. It's the mistakes that make us human.
I know all that stuff.
But I do mean, let's forget it. We both understand. Bury it.
Rick as well.
Of course. What's there to tell? Got problems enough without inventing them.
You and Rick will be all right. I just know.
Oh, we love each other, yes. Doesn't mean everything will be all right.
Growing up talk, eh?
That's right. Benj, I want to tell you something. I haven't even told Rick yet. I've been waiting for the right moment. I'm a bit scared how he'll feel.
What's happened?
2 weeks ago, I found I was pregnant.
That's great.
Isn't it? Yes, of course it is. But I'm worried. Rick's really been depressed about things, and we did agree to be careful about having kids just yet. That's why I suggested this holiday. I thought I might find the right moment in a different place, in a different situation.
Well, if you want my advice, I'd just give it to him straight. He should be so lucky.
Yes. Maybe there isn't a right moment. Maybe...
What's that down there? In the sea? There's two. Oh, no, three.
Oh, yes, seals. Have you seen seals before?
On your TV? Wild seals. A real thing. Oh, I wish I could see them better. I could just make out their heads.
I've seen them close up in Wales once. Beautiful creatures, lovely eyes.
I'm going to try and get a bit closer.
You can't. There's no way down.
I can get to that bit jutting out down there. That'll make sense.
It's too dangerous. I bet we see more later.
Don't worry. I'll be careful.
Benj! Don't! Come back! Benj! Benj! Where are you? We've got to go now! How's he got down? Oh, God. No. Please, please.
What's up, my love?
Oh, can you help me, please? My friend.
Huh?
He went down the cliff to see the seals better. And he went down.
Now, take your time now. Where'd he go down exactly?
Oh, just down there, look. And further down. That bit over there that sticks out. I got down there. I couldn't see you. I waited nearly. I don't know, a long time. I think he must have fallen.
Steady up, then. About how long did he wait?
An hour, maybe more.
And the tide's full in now, so he can't be in the cove.
There's a cove, are you sure?
Yes, I'm local. There's a hard way down if you know it. You can't see it from where you were. And there's a dangerous way back up if you could find it, but he couldn't. Only by luck.
We're total strangers.
It's a Coast Guard job. Come on with me. We just cut across these two fields. My van's parked in the lane. We'll get it all in hand, love. Probably got himself trapped. Where are you camped?
About half a mile along the cliffs from Padstow.
This side, of course.
Yes.
Down a track from a farm with red iron gates.
That's right.
We'll check your camp to make sure your friend hasn't gone back there, thinking that you had, and then I'll phone the Coast Guard from the farm.
He'd have looked for me.
It won't take a minute to be sure. Expensive business calling the lads out. That your friend?
Yes. Oh, thank God. What the hell have you been doing? This man was just about to call the Coast Guard.
Calm down, I'm all right.
Oh, you are, Ned. What about her?
What happened?
I got so far, I had to go all the way down at this little bit of beach. I thought I could see a way back up, but you have to climb it. I nearly fell off.
That's what I thought you'd done, you fool!
Didn't you think of looking for the lady?
I waited and waited.
I thought she'd gone on. Couldn't see her.
You didn't look, you bastard! I was on that bit further down. You'd have seen me if you looked.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, but all's well that ends well, isn't it?
Never mind Shakespeare, mate. It's the Book of Common Prayer for most folk who disappear down there. You should be damn well ashamed of yourself.
I'm so sorry for all your trouble.
That's all right. glad to help.
I'm just glad to be alive.
I expect you are, by the looks of you, son. But there's better men than you by far that's died in these waters, and a good few have gone trying to save the likes of you. I'd better go before I lose my temper, love.
Thank you ever so much, mister.
Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
It's okay. You come for the May Day?
We don't know much about it.
You sure you two came to the right place?
I'm not sure of anything at the moment.
Well, you go down. It's a proper job. Might put you right.
Better be off.
Thanks again.
Okay. Go steady now.
Why? Why? You knew I'd be desperate. You knew. Well, say something.
It's good of you to care so much, what with all your other concerns, Lois. I'm touched.
Oh, yes, I see. How disgusting. And there was me telling you about the baby, and all you could do was play a cruel, mean trick just because you felt sorry for yourself.
It wasn't like that.
Oh, yes, it was. It shows in your face. I suppose if I'd let you have me back there, you'd have stayed with me and sobbed the seals. You obeyed the call of nature, all right. Human nature. The cruel, destructive call of nature. You hurt me. Because your pride was wounded. Because you felt in the wrong, I had to suffer. Thanks. Friends for life.
It wasn't like that. I wanted to be alone for a while.
Alone for a while. Believe me, acting like that, you'll be alone for life.
Yeah, well, I'm not as clever as you or Rick about explaining human nature. That's obvious.
Oh, piss off out of my sight.
I'm going to.
And leave the whiskey bottle. I might just want a drink myself. It'll help wash away the nasty taste I have in my mouth.
I wish this ferry bit lasted a bit longer. I'd love to drop a line over the side and take a few mackerel home for tea. That was worth going over, wasn't it? Seeing old Betjeman's grave. I'm going to read all his poetry again when we get home. But you like his stuff, don't you? You used to.
Hmm? Oh.
All right, you've done pretty well today. Let's talk about Benj. I might as well give in.
It's up to him what he does.
Right. But you gave him a good earful, and I don't blame you. I'd have done the same. He's totally irresponsible.
I expect his stuff will be gone when we get back.
Like you say, it's up to him.
I know he's been ill, but
don't start searching for excuses for him. He should be big enough to take a good telling on.
There was more to it than that. Oh, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Wrought it all on himself. I used to spend hours with him talking about life. His life, usually. That's part of his problem.
Oh, he's selfish, all right.
And he's put the mockers on today, even though he wasn't with us.
I've loved just being with you. It's been beautiful.
I know, but oh, well, I've been thinking about him, too. I mean, I don't want to end an old friendship like this.
I just hope he's not getting into trouble.
Or into anything else. He's got a bit of money on him.
Not much.
Enough for a few hits.
I don't think he would, do you?
Maybe, if he feels sorry enough for himself.
Oh, damn. I'm beginning to feel a bit guilty.
Well, don't. He behaved like a thoughtless shit. Wait till I see him.
If he's not back at the tent, let's just see if we can find him. He might be thinking you'll lay into him as well. What do you think?
Oh, we shouldn't really.
I know, but
you'd think we had a baby with us, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would.
Excuse me. Thanks. Excuse me. Quite a bit of please.
Dinner?
Oh, that'll do. Crowded for so early, isn't it?
Meet the first tomorrow.
What happens exactly?
You must be the only one in Padstow who doesn't know.
Something about Aussies, isn't it? And a bit more.
Here, you take your drink over there. Anyone will tell you.
Is that enough?
And 10 pence change. Sir.
Thanks. Excuse me. Is there any room for me here, please?
Yes, you're right. Shallow's a bit front.
And for a little one?
Yes, go on, you're right, Lynn. Always room for a pretty girl.
Don't mind you.
No, of course not. It's a crush, isn't it?
Oh, it'll be worse later and tomorrow. That's why they got sawdust on the floor and the pictures and that off the walls.
What goes on exactly?
Who do you know?
Everyone says that. No, honest.
Not about the old red ass and the blue ass. The red ass is the old one. It's gone on for centuries. And the blue ass came in just after the First World War, they say. The peace ass, some people call it.
Because did you get a bit of rivalry between the two asses?
Oh, passions run high with some folk. But in the main, it's dead friendly. They dance different routes all day and come together at the maypole at the end. They both got a big drum. You'll hear that all day. And they both sing the May song. You'll know that backwards by the night time. Oh. The tune, anyway.
Sounds like I should stay for it.
Well, you were never thinking of going, were you?
I was, but, well, by the way people are talking, seems like I've been missing the greatest show on earth.
It is, and more. Well, more to us in Padstow, anyway.
And yesterday I thought all the flags in the fair on the quay were for the tourists.
Oh, to hell with the tourists. This is for us. I mean, they're welcome, but our May Day would go on if there wasn't a tourist left in Great Britain. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
That's all right. I've just never been part of a community thing like this. You certainly get the feeling that something's going to happen. Are you from here?
Mm. Born and bred like my family for just about ever. Both sides. My dad died 2 years ago, but he's the lover of it, of course. He played the accordion and he played the Brenton drum. That's the big old drum. It's famous. It's just me and Mum together now, plus a stack of relations all scattered about. What about you?
Oh, I'm from Cheltenham Way, Gloucestershire.
And what do you do then?
On the dole at the moment. But I do odd jobs, cash in hand, if and when.
What like?
Anything. But if I can get any work as a chippy, that's the best money. And I'm happy to come off the dole for that. But it's scarce right now.
Is that your proper trade then? A carpenter?
No, I went to art college in Cheltenham, but dropped out years ago. Never got started again.
But you're just handy as a carpenter.
Oh, well, my dad was one. I used to help him when I was a lad.
Retired?
Aw, poor old boy died.
What about your mum?
Remarried.
Get on with him?
Oh, well, he never had much time for me. Not that I blame him too much. He just wanted Mum. They're both early 60s now. Don't see him hardly at all.
Are you down here by yourself?
Well, camping with a couple of friends.
Are they off tomorrow?
I shouldn't think so.
Well, why are you then?
Oh, three's a crowd, you know.
Not if they're real friends.
Oh, old friends. Truth is, well, we had a bit of a row.
Can't you make it up?
Maybe, but my heart's not in it right now. I was stupid. I don't know what got into me, but maybe I do, and it makes me feel worse about it.
Hey, don't look so down in the dumps. You'll spoil your beer.
Oh, I'll be all right, thanks. Especially with a few of these down me.
You want to pace yourself. There's a long way to go before tomorrow night.
You're right, but I've never had much sense about taking good advice. Where do you work?
In the chemist's. Busy today with all the extra folk in town.
Do you usually call in for a quick one?
Sometimes on a Friday night. I thought I'd poke my nose in tonight as it's special. Lots of old Padstonians back in town. I'll have to get back soon, though. Mum will have the tea ready.
Are you out later?
I'm not sure. I might save it for tomorrow.
Oh, well. It's been really nice meeting you. I haven't talked to anyone all day. When I did, I'm glad it was you.
Thanks. That's horrible. All day. You can hear how I like to chat on. I'm awful.
I like it. What's your name?
Lynn.
Can I get you a drink, please, before you go?
Well, I'm afraid Mum really does put the tea out. It's cooked tea.
Oh, well. Perhaps I'll bump into you in the crush. I'll have to eat myself or drop.
You can come home with me if you like.
What?
You look as though you could do with a good steak and chips, don't you? It's what we're having.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Of course you could. We're only at the top of the town. It's nowhere posh. Come on.
What will your Mum say?
You can take it from me that she'll be delighted to see you. Honest.
Well, oh, I don't know.
Then it's a good job I do. Come on. I bet you're starved. You can carry this bit of shopping. It's a drag up the end.
Had a lot of people in town. Makes seeing him harder.
This festival thing they're having must be brewing up to it.
Well, I'm feeling knackered.
Oh, don't give up yet. We haven't looked in all the pubs.
It's impossible to see who's in there. It's so crowded.
All right. Supposing we just get a drink and have a rest.
No, I'll go along with that. All we know is on his way home anyway with his thumb in the air.
Well, with that
about his things?
That's nothing if he's in that sort of mood or if he's stoned.
This one. The shipwright. This will do.
Right. I'll get the drinks and you try for a seat. Bloody Ben.
I'm afraid I haven't made a pudding, Ben.
Mum and me have to watch the weight.
Well, I do.
Oh, nothing would go with a meal like that anyway. Stands on its own, supreme.
Ark at the lad. Steak and chips with a few trimmings, that's all.
I can't thank you enough. Great tea and a proper...
A proper what?
House. Oh, I mean home.
That's sad.
No, I feel a fool saying that. It just came out. Reminds me of when I was a kid.
What do you live in? A squad, Mum?
She's right. I did do once. No, I've got a room now. It's not too bad. I wasn't trying to get sympathy. I just meant it's nice to be in a family home. While you're still in one, you take it for granted. You're bound to.
You'd have got on with Dad, wouldn't he, Lynn?
Everyone did.
He was brought up hard, but he could always make you laugh, and nothing was too much trouble.
I bet he'd have laughed when he brought home the horrible heat.
With Dad alive, we wouldn't have bought the thing.
What's the horrible heat?
It's next door in the sitting room. Probably listening.
We bought this cupboard kit in Weybridge. The man said it was easy to put together, and it was so cheap.
We tried all day.
And the next.
And the next. Hopeless.
That was 2 months ago. We've had offers of help from the family, when they could stop laughing, that is. But I'm afraid I lost my rag one day and said we'd do it ourselves and it killed us.
Come clean, Mum.
Well, in fact, I said we'd done it.
And it looked very nice to there.
I don't know what came over me. It was your Uncle Jim's fault. He can be so sarcastic with it, especially about women having a go at anything a bit different.
Don't they ever come round?
Yes! We've told every lie in the book. And sometimes we've hid upstairs.
I'll tell you what, why don't I have a look at it?
Oh, don't be silly. I invited you for a meal, not to work. I wouldn't hear of it, love, even if it does keep me awake nights. Serves me right, I say. Shouldn't have been so daft as to buy it in the first place.
Oh, but think, it would be a good laugh on the rest of them, though. They need never know that someone else put it up.
Just hark at it, Marlin.
You fancy it, Mum. I know I fancy it. Imagine showing it off to old no-old Jim.
He'd be bound to swallow that old pipe of his.
Well, let's see it then, at least. Go on.
Through here, then. Well, this is it. The thing.
Blimey. You sure it's not 2 kids you've got there?
To the pile, I'll give you that.
Don't you bother with it, son. It'll take you days, I bet. And you're on holiday, for the Lord's sake.
Yes, Benj. If it's a bit beyond you, I wouldn't be at all surprised. It'd amaze anyone.
Oh, why should it be beyond me? My dad and me used to make things like this. I'll just stick a kit together.
She's got no tact at all, that girl, Benj.
You got the instructions, have you?
Oh, for what use they are.
And you got some basic tools?
Well, we still got Dad's out in the shed, but... Oh, I think you... be better off having a drop of my old maiden than off with you down the town. And you, Lynn. If Ted was still here, that's what he'd be doing. Bless him.
Plenty of time for all that.
His dad was a proper carpenter, Mum. Ben used to work with him.
Oh. Is he...
Afraid so. When I was 16.
Oh. And your mum?
Remarried. To an Uncle Jim, I think.
Oh, dear. Poor soul.
So, get me the tools and the plan and we'll show them.
If you're really sure.
I'll just go to the loo first and then let battle commence.
Up the stairs and straight in front of you.
I'll find it.
Good girl, Lynn. Where'd you find this one?
In the London. Seems a proper job, don't he?
Better than the other two. They just fiddle with it a bit and clear it off.
And he's... Well, he's nice, isn't he, this one?
Oh, yes. Is he now?
Breakfast on eel and an all-chorus song. Musicians will come with accordions and drums. We'll greet the old us and we'll welcome the May. when I take you to Padstow today. I'll put your arms around me, I'll let you away, for you are my queen of the May. I'll put your arms around me, I'll let you away, for you are my queen of the May.
Well, that's it, as far as I'm concerned. We've covered all the places, and I'm not shifting from here till they chuck us out.
Agreed. I've had it, too.
At least we tried.
We tried. Cheers.
Cheers. I'll sleep with an easy conscience.
Oh, look out. Here they come.
Well, I'm not budging.
Don't mind if we share your space, do you?
Oh, feel free. You all here for the May Day goings-on?
Yes. There's about 20 of us jammed into this house in the town. It's crazy.
I bet.
As far as we're concerned, this whole May Day celebration is a shared experience.
So is a game of rugby.
I don't think a game of rugby quite works on such a profound level.
Oh, I don't know. Ever been to Cardiff Arms Park for an international? Now, I can remember...
Rick, no rugby, please. I don't think people will relate.
You might just be right.
Is this your first May Day here?
We didn't know it existed.
We're just having a few days' holiday.
Well, I think you're in for a big soul movement.
Much more of this beer, and I'll be in for a big bowel movement.
Rick!
Oh, sorry, talking out of my arse, was I?
Actually, yes. You're not focused.
I certainly am. This is only my second.
And you're cynical.
Hang on.
Are you all students? Theatre and arts media. What about you?
Oh, I make pots, and he's a painter.
No.
Yes. A cynical, unfocused, foul-mouthed, rugby-playing painter.
Hey, I said what I said with good feeling, not to put you down.
All wounded I am.
Anyway, he does get cynical. And we're both fairly unfocused at the moment.
All I know is I'm knackered.
We've been looking for someone for hours, and without success.
Who?
A friend, but anyway, we've given him up now.
Well, we've been around all day. What does he look like?
Tall, blondish frizzy hair, granny spec,
blue donkey jacket, reddish jeans.
Oh, where did you see him?
Hours ago in the Golden Lion. He looked a bit lost, so I started talking to him. I invited him to our event tonight, and he said he'd make it.
What event's this?
At the house we're all in at the top of the town. It's a kind of communal ritual, and we'll be doing some stuff you might like to share him.
Some stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Thanks very much, Gail. What's the address? I'll draw you a little map if you don't know Padstow.
Nice. Haven't we got to, you know...
No. I don't know, Rick. What I do know is that if Bench turns up, that's fine, but if he doesn't, at least we have the chance of having a bit of fun. I'm sick of being serious. We're on holiday. Remember?
Agreed. I'll go for it.
You look nice, Mum. You don't mind if I pop out for an hour or so, do you? Oh. I think I can trust Ben. He seems a good sort.
If I didn't think so, too, I wouldn't let you go. You enjoy yourself. I might see you later if he gets the cupboard done in time.
For the Lord's sake, don't let him go with it half done, will you?
I don't think you'll want to run off.
Oh, it's a real burden lifted off me. Anyway, I'll get off downtown now and see you there.
Be good, then.
Me? Be good yourself.
How are you doing, Bench?
Oh, well, afraid there's a few bits missing, but Tim should stand up without them.
We can put the finishing touches to it later. As long as it looks more or less right, we're saved. Just think if Uncle Jack had walked in on us and found it still stacked up.
Thank you, your mum saying you finished it. I'm sure they were only teasing her.
Well, I suppose since Dad died, Mum and me have had to learn how to stick up for ourselves. Maybe we feel criticism a bit sharpish. Independent, that's us.
You seem more like sisters.
I know. I was 16 too when we lost Dad. I used to lie there at night listening to Mum trying to smother her tears. It was awful, because I was crying too. One night I couldn't stand it anymore, so I went and climbed into bed with her. After that, we got very close. I grew up fast. You do when someone really needs you, don't you?
I'm the last one to give an opinion about that.
No one ever needed you then?
Not that I've noticed.
Perhaps you weren't really looking.
Or is it that I've never needed someone?
Of course you have.
How do you know?
Because you're a human being. What about girlfriends? Didn't you need them?
Oh. That.
What?
Sex and all that.
No. Not sex. The person.
I don't think so. Look, Lynn. I did drugs since I was 17 or so. It makes you selfish. I think I'm off it now, but, well, that's the worst part. Not needing people. Just using them.
But you do know the difference, then.
Well, I think I'm beginning to now. But not then.
Oh, look! I think the cupboard needs
you. Oh, no.
It's listing.
Well, that missing bracket might not matter too much.
Tell you what might help. A drop of Mum's elderflower wine. It's inspirational.
And that's what I need, inspiration. This damn cupboard's going to be right if it takes me all night.
Oh, my hero.
Oh, shut.
It's going to be fun finding our way back to the tent later.
I'll probably be getting light by then. Anyway, to hell with it. Benj or no Benj is all the same to me now.
Yes, it's up to him.
He'll show up, but this is just his sort of thrash.
There's plenty of blow around the place. You must be able to smell it on the street.
I think it's a bit more than dear old-fashioned marijuana on the go tonight, sweetheart.
Well, I'm quite happy with a glass or two of wine, thanks.
I'm not wishing you. There's 5 bottles of it on the sink. Look.
I think quite a few of this lot aren't short of a bob or two.
A bit of hush, please, everyone. Please. Once again, this is our May Day party.
Yeah.
Yes, but not just another party. This is a coming together.
Yeah.
A celebration. A Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and an act of love with our Mother Earth. Yeah. Despite the foolish greed of man, still sustains us even though we shit on her left and right.
Yeah, right.
You'll see a number of us painted with ritual symbols, and we have devised a rite. A new rite, as Mother Earth constantly renews, which will be at the centre of our coming together here. We hope that you will witness and then let us spread out amongst you so that we can all be as one.
Yes.
And then tomorrow carry our shared experience into the Padstow May Day.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Letting our free spirits dance with the office.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
That's true. Well, I'm not going to. They're covered in symbols, look. What are they supposed to mean? Anything?
That's a mystery lost in the...
mists of time.
You've got it. And so is she.
This May Day Eve, we do believe we will receive your blessing, Mother.
This May Day Eve, we come to grieve for being on the thieve from your body, Mother. Mother, forgive and let us live. Mother, forgive and let us live.
I'm glad you want to take part. Would you like me to help you to paint?
I wouldn't mind, Gail. I'm out of ideas myself these days.
I think we'll just watch and get into it for a bit longer, Hank.
Well, it's deeply moving, all this.
Okay. May you both be blessed.
Thanks. What weird. Twins, thanks a lot.
Can we go into the other room for a bit? A bit heavy in here.
Hang on. I'll just grab a ritual bottle of the hard stuff.
Oh. Don't push
against it, Lynn. Call it steady.
I'm not pushing.
Well, why won't... bracket fit the corner in here?
I don't know, do I? Can't see into the cupboard.
Oh, neither can I, really. I need a torch. Have you got a torch?
One, with no batteries.
Oh, just a blooming job, then.
Get your head out of there and take five.
Oh, nothing very funny about this balmy monstrosity.
Kicking it into bits again.
Sorry. It's just, the longer you look at someone's bum, the funnier it gets.
Oh, that's all right, then, isn't it? I'm sweating my arse off, and all you can do is laugh at it.
Ben.
What?
This.
Thanks. Got any more, please?
Lots. I'll save them for you till later, maybe. Oh, look at your poor hair. It's stuck to your forehead.
Partly that elderflower. Never had homemade before. Makes your cheeks glow fairish.
Just go out the back for a few minutes. It'll soon cool off.
Good idea. Oh, that's better. The air smells sweet.
It's a sweet time of the year, and Mum and me like our flowers.
Listen. What on earth's that?
You don't know, do you?
Just listen.
Your face is a picture.
It's weird. My skin's crawling.
It's different, isn't it? I've heard it all my life.
Well, what is it, then? Who's doing it?
They're practicing for tomorrow. Warming up. Unite and unite and let us all unite. For summer is a come unto day. That's the May song. We sing it as the Oscars go round. You'll know it backwards by the end. Well, that's if you stay for it.
You'll be going, won't you?
One day you'll realise what a daft question that is. One day. Maybe. I'm glad it affects you. It tells me something.
It doesn't sound really English somehow, does it?
It isn't. It's Cornish.
Oh, well, that's the same.
It isn't. It's Cornish. It's Celtic.
Well, how long has this May Day thing been going on, then?
Too long for anyone to know.
Not even the historians?
Historians? It's got nothing to do with them. Historians?
Ooh, sorry, aren't I?
Come on, then. Have you cooled off enough now?
Poor English lad, carried off into Celtic slavery. What a fate.
Oh, you're free to go at any time.
I don't want to.
Sure.
Certain. I want to stay with you, and I want to stay with the job. I'm sick of not finishing things. And anyway...
What?
I'm frightened of your mum.
What's the time?
It's 10:30. You tired?
No, not really. It's just the joss sticks and bodies and stuff. Anyway, Benj comes now. It won't be till the pub's shut.
Well, that won't be till the early hours, I'm told.
A few people through those French windows in the garden. Let's have a wander.
Okay. I'll just top up first.
You'll be shot away soon. You've had over half the bottle.
That's what I came for. Well, it's what I came for now, anyway. I'm enjoying it.
Come on, then. Excuse me.
Thanks.
Oh, keep steady, Rick.
I don't know why people have to lie about on the floor in the bloody dark.
You're getting old before your time, mate. Oh, that's better.
Full moon.
Well, it would have to be for a party like this.
There's a seat further down by those trees.
Oh, good.
Well, give me your arm, then.
Is that for me or to keep you up?
Heavens, ma'am, no.
Romantic fool. It's better.
It certainly is. Mmm. Wonderful seat, this.
What are you looking at? Oh, no, not another naked worshipper.
They should do it in the good old Church of England. You'd have to book your seats. They got no idea, have they?
You must write to the Archbishop.
Tomorrow, first thing. Actually, she looks quite... well, quite remarkable, standing on the wall like that, with her arms outstretched and the moonlight on her skin.
Reminds me of a high diver waiting for the right moment.
Mother. The oracle speaks.
Oh, Mother, forgive and let us live. Oh, Mother, forgive.
Oh, God, she's fallen off.
Beginnings of a sort of backward somersault, wasn't it?
Don't be stupid. The girl might have hurt herself. Come on, Rick. I can't see over.
All right. Let's have a look.
Is she okay? She's not making much noise. What's the matter? What could you see?
Nothing.
Has she wandered off?
Nothing. It's dark and the trees.
Why are you looking like that? If you're pissing about...
It must be a 50-foot drop.
Oh, gentle Jesus.
An accident.
There's been an accident. Get an ambulance! We need an ambulance!
It's beautiful. Mum will be that pleased.
Oh, I don't know if beautiful is the word. Well, Brooke doesn't look too bad now that it's together. It's an awkward, heavy old kit, though. No wonder you didn't have much luck by yourselves. I wouldn't buy anything else in the kit line if I were you.
We won't. Anyway, if we did, you wouldn't be around to help, would you?
Now, there's a sad thought.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Better cheer ourselves up then, haven't we?
Well, I suppose it's all going on down there in the pub, so let's get amongst it.
Benj, I've been thinking whilst you were working away at this.
What about?
You and the other two. Rick and Lois, is it?
Yeah. What about them?
I could be wrong, but I don't think you're going to really enjoy yourself tomorrow without putting things right with them. It's in the back of your mind all the time, isn't it?
Does it show?
I can feel it.
Well, I suppose I'll have to sometime. I behave myself like a big kid, really. Sorry for myself.
Lonely, more like. And being with a couple can make it worse.
You don't miss much, do you, Lynn?
Will they be in the town?
Back at the tents, I should think. They wouldn't go much for this horse job, and they don't like crowds.
Is it far?
No, 10 minutes along the cliffs.
Well, come on, then. I'll go with you. If they're asleep when we get there, we'll still have had a nice little stroll. You don't mind if I come with you?
It might make it easier, if anything.
You might have to talk about personal things, though.
I know. And somehow I don't mind you hearing.
Thanks.
All right, then. Give us a kiss and we'll be off.
There's my brave lad. Will you get up?
You keep getting in my way.
You're just plain old-fashioned drunk.
Who cares?
I do.
And I'm braille old drunk.
Come on, get up! We're nearly back at the tent.
The pubs are still open.
Not for you, they're not. It's a pity. All you can do is get drunk after what we've been through.
Well, that's why I'm drinking. I don't want to see that all night.
You see her lying there like that all your life, so you better get used to it.
I don't want it tonight.
Oh, just be so gutless.
Sorry, it's natural response. This is me.
But what about me? I'm upset too, you selfish sod. And all I have is falling down drunk to get home.
Right, I'm up. Oh, which way?
This way. Follow the torch. Surely you can do that, can't you?
Oi, I don't want a front balcony seat, you know. I don't like looking down.
You're not funny. You're pathetic.
I'll come back first thing tomorrow, or maybe we'll see them in town.
At least you tried.
Hang on. Here's a torch coming. Rick sounds like he's got a few on board. Not good.
Does he get rough?
Nah, just argues with no sense to it.
Sounds pretty average.
He's a good bloke, really. He's just lost his way for a bit, but he'll be fine. He's got Lois.
He's certainly lost his way now. I think he's walked into the bushes, and there's blackthorn.
You can stay there all night for all I care.
Lois?
Who's that? Is that you, Ben?
I hope this was a good idea of mine.
It was, don't worry. Just looks like they've been celebrating, that's all. And that's good. It's me, Lois, and this is...
Oh, a great time to turn up, you louse! If we hadn't been so crazy as to look for you, we wouldn't have been there!
Where?
At the wretched party! A girl got stoned and had a fall. Must be in the mortuary by now. Police everywhere. They took people away.
Well, what about you?
We just gave a statement. They'll be in touch later, I suppose.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Lois. I'm really...
Oh, shut up! And get hold of that useless fool back there!
I'm not that useless. Who's that? We've given a statement.
It's me, Rick.
Oh. Nice of you to call round, old boy. And who's this charming young lady who's obviously too good for a sewer rat like you?
I'm Lynn.
I'm Lynn. Delighted.
He's been helping me and my mum, and we're very grateful to him.
You've actually been helping someone? And helping someone's mum? Someone's dear old mum? Light the lamp and fetch the smelling salts.
I've come to apologise. I didn't know it would end up in a mess like this.
Well, it has. You should have seen that lying there, not us. Wasn't on my holiday list of things to do, was it?
Look, I was stupid and I was selfish.
Give me a light. Give me a light. I want to see this man's face.
You're both stupid and you're both selfish. That's why you were both friends in the first place, no doubt.
Well, that's not fair. That... Well, it isn't fair, Ben, is it?
She's very upset, Rick.
She's very upset, Rick. The old girl's upset. You know how they get, don't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, hello to Mother Earth and to a memory of our recently departed child, whom she has taken to her bosom.
Shut up, you bastard! I'm not upset. I'm beside myself. I can't take any more of it. You're drunk and mocking death, and I'm pregnant. I've got our child inside me. It's alive. It's a new life, and I'm terrified for it! So terrified, I've been trying to find the right time to tell its father he's made a new life! Made a child! But of course, there is no right time, is there? There's never a right time for you! You don't want to know! Oh, what a fool I was! We'll carry on without you. Because with you around, we'll be worse off. Don't just stand there. Get out of my sight.
Come on. You better sit down, mate. I'll get a fire going.
Cry? Yes, go on. I've cried by myself. Now you cry by your bloody self. Cry. Cry for us. My child. Your child. And yourself. Cry your heart out.
Lois, I think that...
What do you think? And who the hell are you anyway?
A woman.
Yes. I'm sorry. Just...
I know. Come out. Time to calm down now.
Is it?
Listen. I know you don't know me, and you might think it's the last thing you want to do tonight, but would you like to leave those two together and come with me to hear the night singing in the town?
Night singing? What night singing?
It's an old custom here every May Day. It starts at midnight, and we wander around singing these old songs to different people. You'll see. It's ever so peaceful. It'll do you good. You can meet my mum, and us girls can go round together. I think those two should be with each other for a bit. And anyway, it won't be too long before your man's snoring, will it?
My man.
Yes. Your man.
What do you say?
Yes. I need to get away for an hour.
Benj, we're going into town for the night singing. If we don't see you around the streets, we'll see you in the London Inn. If you don't make it, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's good. I'll look after Rick. I'll see you.
You will, love. You will. She'll be in here, the London Inn. Still lots of people about. You've seen nothing yet. But it's not a big crowd for the night singing. At first, maybe, and then they dwindle away to their beds. Good job it's not raining like last year.
Lynn! Lynn! I'm here!
We were just going to look for you.
I'm just up to the Lion for the start.
Guess who this is? One of Benji's old friends that he's camping with, Lois.
Hello, dear.
Enjoying yourself, are you?
I think so. I'm a bit confused about what's going on.
Just follow the crowd. You'll be all right.
Of course you will.
Lovely boy, Benj, isn't he?
He's been such a help, hasn't he?
He certainly has. It looks a treat.
Oh, bless him.
Where is he?
My friend's had a bit too much to drink, so he's making sure he's all right.
There you are. He's so kind.
He might be down later, but he's on for tomorrow, definitely.
That's good.
Should we go up? They'll be starting soon. Here we go, then. Link arms. Lois in the middle. She hasn't been feeling too grand tonight, Mum.
Aw. All right now, dear?
I think so.
Go on, Mum.
She's smiling already.
I was just thinking how nice it is to be in a happy crowd. I can't remember the last time.
Oh, I know what you mean. They're usually fighting or protesting or crying their eyes out over something awful.
Smiling is just as real and important as tears, though.
There's time for both, my love.
Stay with us, Lois. It's like Mum was saying. There's a time for being happy and a time for tears. If it's Rick's time to cry, then leave well alone. Don't worry. We'll be with him later.
Quite an outsider.
You're not. You're with us now.
Everyone seems to know the word. Everyone knows each other.
For better or for worse, eh, Lynn? Oh, we have some rare old scraps down here sometimes, Lois.
Oh, but this is a good time for making up if you're going to.
Evening, Edith. All right, my dear?
Oh, there's a Kate and Anne, Mum.
Oh, well. It's another May Day.
You're not feeling too tired, are you, Lois?
No. I was just wondering.
Wondering what?
If our child will ever do this.
Oh, might think it's just a load of old bunkum.
If it does, then I think we'll have failed.
It's a pity when you see that, Lynn.
What's that, then?
See that couple right back there with that little boy? Strangers to me. They trailed us yards back all night. You'd think they'd join in, wouldn't you? They're missing it, really.
Here we are, then. Back where we started.
Ah, we deserve a good nightcap.
There's Benj, look. Hello, Benj.
All right. Looking good.
More than good.
Oh, you look well better, Lois.
I see.
Now, what do you not want? I'm fine.
Well, let me.
Out of the way, lad.
Please.
Lynn, mesmerize him with your charms, will you, whilst I get him?
Oh, she's so embarrassing sometimes.
Oh.
Heather! Can you see them?
Now and then. It's all right for you, Ben. You're tall.
Yep, I can see all right up here. There's a real buzz. Terrific, eh?
All this greenery along the street wasn't here last night. It's appeared like magic.
Here we go, then. We're setting off round the town. You live fit, you two.
Never better.
My legs are getting a bit tired. How about you two?
Yes, I could do with a sit-down and a sandwich or something.
How's your pint, Rick?
Not for a day or two, Ben. It's not after last night.
I had such a good time. Well, it was different. Very different, I'm glad to see. And you had what you had.
Haven't seen any of our mystic revelers so far today. Seen that girl of last night, though.
It'll fade. It'll fade as life goes on, I expect.
You never know, Rick. You might have your own girl to take care of. Both of you.
Could be.
Amazing thought.
Well, just think, boy or girl or both, you might bring them down here one day soon.
We will. All this today, it's on the side of life. That's the way I'd like the kids to be.
What's this kids? Give me a chance.
Lewis, I don't care. He, she, or they. I love you.
And I love you.
Too much. I'll see you two a bit later.
Don't be silly, Ben. You're with us. You want a kiss, too?
No. Got my own girlfriend, haven't I?
I really think you have. But come here. You're having one anyway.
Well, thanks, you two. Thanks a lot. I'm away up the Methodist Hall now.
You're away up where?
The Methodist Hall. They're doing teas and stuff, and Lynn and her mum's serving.
I should think they'll be both too busy to break off, won't they?
Well, I do want a quick word with Lynn, but otherwise I'm helping with the washing up. See you later.
Helping with the what?
I could have sworn he said the washing up.
Hello. How are you both doing?
What's it look like?
Oh, it's busy.
In the Methodist Hall? Do you fancy some of this nice sponge, son?
I will a bit later, but I really wondered if I could have a very quick word with Lynn. Can you spare her just a minute?
All right, Benj, but don't keep her, will you?
All right, Mum. I'll just pop outside. I could do with a breather. Come on. Is everything all right? You look worried.
I am. You know we're going tomorrow.
Yes. I know you are.
Well, I don't want to.
Could you stay for a bit longer?
I want to stay for quite a while, if you know what I mean.
Are you sure, Ben?
I'm sure, all right. Your mum just said not to keep you, but that's just what I want to do. I can't do it from Cheltenham, can I? What do you think about it? I just want the chance to get to know you, Lynn.
Well, I'd like that, but we can't make promises yet. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't want to make daft promises. I've broken too many. I just want the chance. I'll get a room, and I'm used to working at anything. Oh, let me stay, Lynn, please. I just want to start living.
I can't deny you that.
Oh, thanks, Lynn.
Well, you'd better crack on with some washing up then, hadn't you? You don't want to get in the local ladies' bad books, do you? Very dangerous.
I'll see you later, then. I love you, Lynn.
I'll go and tell Mum she can have that wardrobe kit she had her eye on.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Yeah.
In We Oss by R.E.T. Lamb, Lynn was played by Jenny Funnell. Benj by Richard Pierce. Lois by Carolyn Backhouse. And Rick by Charles Simpson. Mum was June Barry. Colin, Christian Rodsker. Gail, Judy Laister. And other parts were played by Sophie Goodchild and Sam Bond. Technical presentation was by Andrew Lawrence and Chris Reilly, and the production assistant was Elizabeth Taylor. We Oss was directed on location in Padstow by Sean McLaughlin.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in our classic serial, you can hear the final episode of Anthony Trollope's The Small House Darlington. The day has finally arrived of the wedding between Adolphus Crosby and Lady Alexandrina, a day that his previous fiancée, Lily Dale, has been dreading.